I did a comedy special years ago at a time when nobody knew who I was. And they packed the venue, put cameras on me, and then put that out on television. And I was backstage, and there was a guy doing warm-up for my show. We didn't meet in person. The only thing he knew about me was that my name was Tig. So he was out on stage just saying, you know, "What's up, what's up?" Just really getting people ready for my kind of comedy. And he said, "Are y'all ready for your comedian?" And I said, "Yeah." Just whisper screaming like crazy. And he said, "All right, well, this comedian coming to the stage, he's one of my best friends. We've traveled all around the world together." I turned to the producer backstage and just said, "What is happening?" And then she radioed the director, who came over the intercom of the entire theater and said, "Tig's a girl." Awesome. Then he said, I didn't know. So then it appeared as though my very best friend had never even noticed my sweet, sweet rack. Boy, and I tell you, we have missed that boat. That poor guy will never see that. For the majority of my adult life, I have been mistaken for a man at least once a week. It's more than that, but I don't want to seem like I'm exaggerating. But I also feel confident that probably nobody here is like, "Eh, we're gonna need some examples." And it doesn't bother me. I feel comfortable with who I am. I know who I am. I know what I am. You can call me a choo-choo train. Doesn't matter. I know who I am. Now, I can't believe it took me 46 years to come up with this response. And if this happens to you, please feel free to use it. Give me credit, because it's good. I went into a shop and walked up to the counter, and the man behind the cash register said, "How can I help you, sir?" And I said, "Just the gum, ma'am." And we were just in this lockdown moment of utter confusion, just like, yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at either. I don't know how he felt about that exchange, but I know for myself, I did leprechaun kicks the entire way home.
Watch Tig Notaro, Happy to Be Here, only on Netflix. And don't forget to catch Tig and your other favorite comedians at the Netflix is a Joke Festival, April 28th through May 8th in Los Angeles.